episode 69 of Comics and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Lumpy.
And this is the review show that reviews comics chronologically. What's the last word? What's the last name?
Kind of.
Is it kind of? Kind
Maybe
of? Kind of. Kind of.
Possibly.
Possibly. Yeah, we... Well, that's a good one. I need to use that tagline. Possibly.
You got that one for a different one?
Yeah, we can use that one for a different one. I was running out of taglines, but that's a good one. All right. So we're going into Detective Comics number 70. We're almost caught up with actual episodes as we are to comics.
See, that should be easy to follow.
This is released in December 1942. It is called Batman, the Man Who Read Minds. Who could read minds. The Batman Who Could Read Minds. Whatever. The Man Who Could Read Minds.
The Man
to Batman,
Who Could
the Batman
Read
who could
Minds.
Read minds.
Yes, that. It was written by Don Cameron, so not Bill Finger. Penciled by Bob Kane, inked by Jerry Robinson, George Russo, is lettered by Ira Schnapp, edited by Whitney Elsword. Cover artist is by Jerry Robinson. Quick note on the Detective Comics in general, before we get into it, and Uncle Chris is drinking beer.
Shh, I tried to do it quietly.
Yeah, you didn't do a good job. So, Slam Bradley is no longer the closer for this one.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently the Boy Commandos took his spot.
Wow.
Yeah, they really want them. They like them Boy Commandos. They were pumping them for the last couple comics.
Yeah, because Slam Bradley is the second issue, second story in Detective Comics.
So, now, I'm not reading from a trade anymore.
Okay.
I'm reading from the DC Comics new app. So I'm actually reading the comic individually, and in these comics now, they don't give you the whole comic book. They give me Batman and Boy Commandos in one comic.
And
it's
it?
Just those two stories and nothing else.
Oh, wow.
Every one for the last, like, four or five episodes or five comics, it's Batman and Boy Commandos when I go through this Batman comic. It's the weirdest thing. It doesn't show anything else, but it does put Boy Commandos in every time.
Yeah, that's weird. I guess they were popular, I guess.
They must have been, and that's why they took over as the closer, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, at least for this issue, anyway. There's also a weird chronological problem with this Detective Comics Batman story, but I'll get to it when we get there.
Didn't we talk about this cover once before? I could swear to it. I don't know if we skipped ahead or something, but I remember talking about this cover.
We talked about it in the last episode.
Is that what it was? Okay.
You looked ahead, yes.
Okay.
Let's say I don't remember it, so we must have.
Well, because I think we had a Batman in between. That's why.
Yeah,
we're chronologically kind of.
Well, yeah, because we're actually going to be covering the 1943 first story next episode, and then go back to the finish up Batman from 1943.
Right. Yeah, because it just happens to fall that way.
Because of the weird bi-monthly thing where they don't do January, February. They do December, January. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I think that's all the preamble stuff we need to do out of the way. Let's dive back into the cover. Chris, what's happening on the cover since you wanted to talk about it so badly?
Well, we already talked about it, so we don't need to talk about it again. Uh-oh, the cat
didn't
want to hear it either.
Cat disagrees. He's like, talk about it.
So Robin's in like a diving ball, and he looks like he's dying. And Batman has swam down to get him with a torch. And he has a diving pack on his back, but he doesn't have anything on his mouth. And he's got a rope, or maybe that's the line for the
That's not a diving pack. That's his oxygen acetylene.
It's
a settling torch thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And the ball that Robin's in is a bathysphere.
Yeah, it's a bat something. It says bat to spear or something like that.
Well, according to the game Bioshock, it's called a bathysphere.
Is it really? For some reason, Batman has in the little circle that they put him in, he has a green background, which I'd never noticed before.
Well, mine, he looks like he has fangs.
He does look like he has fangs on mine, too. They did draw it like fangs. But he does have a green background on mine, too.
It's weird.
And there's also a little text box at the top that says, Batman and Robin challenge man who could read minds.
It seems like they were trying to like pump that guy up, like they were going to use him for a while, but we'll find out later.
Well, no. You knew right from the premise he had to die.
Why?
I'll explain when we get into it.
I think you're both.
No, right. Yeah, okay, but I'll say why he didn't have to die then. And we got some fish and like a sunken ship and a sunken treasure chest. That's a good cover. I like the cover.
Yeah, it's actually pretty well detailed.
Yeah, it's a really nice cover.
And it's canon.
Kind of. I don't think Batman.
Kind of canon. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. It's still 10 cents, by the way. And it's still a DC publication. Okay.
Superman publication.
It is a Superman publication.
Whatever. It says stuff.
A Superman publication. DC.
Yeah.
So normally, the second page in this is where we get our book review and Superman Secret Code, but we don't get that this time.
Oh, no.
No, instead we get an ad for the 97-pound weakling.
Oh, nice.
Who became the world's most perfectly developed man, and he'll prove to you that you can be a new man, too.
Ah, I'm selling a workout regime, huh?
Only 15 minutes a day. Do you want big, broad shoulders, a fine, powerful chest, biceps like steel arms and legs rippling with muscular strength, a stomach ridge with bands of sinewy muscle, and a build you can be proud of? Then you just gotta give him the opportunity to prove dynamic tension.
Okay. Look, this is my just 15 minutes a day?
Yeah.
I'll try it.
Go on. You got my attention.
This is my favorite paragraph right here. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Just tell me where you want handsome, powerful muscles. Are you fat and flabby? Yes.
Yes.
We're doing a podcast. Of course we are.
I am definitely fat and flabby. Yes.
Or are you skinny and gawky?
Well, that could happen too on a podcast. So.
I'm not that either.
Are you short-winded?
No. Yes.
Nah, not really.
I'm fat and flabby. Yes, I'm sure we do.
Yeah, I feel pretty good, though.
Are you peepless? I don't even know what that means.
No, I'm going to say no, even though I don't know what it is.
Do you hold back and let others walk off with the prettiest girls, best jobs, etc.?
Wait, you got to work out to get a good job?
Apparently. Then write for details about dynamic tension and learn how he can make you a healthy, confident, powerful He-Man.
Huh? Wait a minute. Can you read that again?
Which part?
Just read that sentence again before the...
The whole thing. Read the whole thing again.
Yeah, read the whole thing again.
then write for details about dynamic tension and learn how he can make you a healthy, confident, powerful He-Man.
Who is Dynamic Tension? And it's a guy's name?
No, his name is Charles Atlas. He's the whole...
Charles Atlas.
He holds the title of the world's most perfectly developed man.
His son wrestled for WWE, Tony Atlas.
Nope, this guy's white as you can be.
How do you know? Maybe he adopted him. Maybe he's adopted.
I don't think so. I have the picture of the guy right in front of me. Yeah, so it's Dynamic Tension is the book. And I replaced all the I's in the sentences with he, because I wasn't saying it. He was saying
it. Anyway. Okay. You read it and it sounded weird because you were saying he, and now I know
why. Yeah, and that's why I was like, can you read it again? Because I'm like, something's not making sense.
The original sentence, then write for details of dynamic tension and learn how I can make you a healthy, confident, powerful He-Man. But I ain't making you anything, so.
Anyway, I would like to.
You can send for his free book if you want. But you have to mail the coupon that's in this thing right now, or you don't get it.
I will mail it.
Right now in 1942.
To 115 East 23rd Street, New York, New York. Anyway, enough of that gimmick. On to Batman. The man who could read minds. Lumpy, what's happening in this non-canon splash page?
So there's a meeting of the minds. You have Batman eyeing up with a bald-headed guy, and there's like a little like lightning bolt in between their heads, like they're telepathic communicating. And then there's a little bubble above of Batman and Robin beating up the guy as he tried to... It looks like he tried to stab Batman, and Batman knocked the knife out of his hand.
I disagree, anyway. I think this could be canon. How do you know that guy didn't read Batman's mind and he was thinking about punching him in the face while he was trying to stab him with a knife? How do you know?
Because that never happens.
How do you know it doesn't happen? You don't know what he's thinking.
I can read minds.
Okay.
False.
And I guess... Who did I say... Drew this? Bob Kane decided he wasn't going to go into as much detail as the new cover artist.
Now, he worked real hard on the cover. That guy worked real hard on the cover, and Bob Kane was like, I don't have to do too much this time, then. I'll just do...
Yeah, because of the plain red background.
I don't understand why they always feel like they have to put shadows. The shadows don't look good.
They did do detail on the shadows, but they don't really match up. It's like
when they draw shadows on the splash pages, they never match.
They're not even like Batman's looking up in the shadow, and he's not in the thing. It's weird.
All right, let's get into this proper. You know what's weird? The splash page doesn't have that one small corner panel that normally has that usually opens up the stories. We actually open up on the second page, which never really happens. So, we're on a stage in Gotham City Theater, where this guy that has Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson in the audience, and this announcer guy asks for Dick Grayson for an object. He hands him a pen, and then the guy on stage is blindfolded and is reading minds. And he guesses all the right things. And it was a good show. Dick is very impressed when they leave. But Bruce ruins the magic and says, nope, that guy's a fake.
Yeah, Bruce is kind of a jerk there.
He says it's a sham. He uses the guy who's holding up the objects, uses keywords so that he knows what it is.
And he couldn't let the kid, just enjoy the magic.
Yeah. Right. Kind of being a jerk there, Bruce. You went to see the show. Why? So you could just tell him, oh, this is all bullcrap?
Pretty much, yeah. Anyway, the mind reader from the stage is driving home, and it's raining, and he loses control and crashes into a billboard that for his act. And I guess, and then later we're in the hospital where they're performing brain surgery on him, I think,
and I don't get this whole scene.
Well, they're performing surgery in this giant, amplifier with a giant spotlight on them.
What? Yeah, there's two lights, but it is a giant light at the very, high up in the ceiling.
And it's not a very well-lit room, because the rest of the room's, dark.
Yeah,
it's weird. They make it like it's almost a movie theater, where all the lights are out.
Well, lightning crashes outside, and the lights go out. But...
Yep.
And the doctor hopes he doesn't slip. And he did it! He's safe! Comic over.
Well, yeah, that's it. All right, next one. you want to hear a joke? I don't get it. So, what, he slips and gives the guy...
We didn't get there yet.
I know, but it bothers me. Go ahead. Hold
on. Because apparently, the Grim Reaper caused the doctor to slip without him knowing it and cut a different part of the brain than he was supposed to.
Where do you get the Grim Reaper?
You don't see the skeletal hand?
The hand. No. Bottom left panel. Yeah, I noticed that, and I thought that was a really weird thing. I get it, it was supposed to be the Fates.
Yeah, representative Fate, but...
Yeah, but it was just weird that they used, a Grim Reaper hand for that, but...
And a week later, the guy wakes up, and he can read minds now.
So, a slip of the scalpel gave him the means to read minds, I guess, right? Is that what happened?
Yes, apparently.
It would have been better if they would have made him get struck by lightning, I think. Right? Because I don't get it. I don't get what, you just cut something off, and now you can read minds?
Maybe it's a puncture in the part of the brain that activated something.
So I got a question. Is there a difference between hearing people's thoughts and being able to read minds?
I think no.
Okay.
No. I don't because, think so.
I mean,
being able to read minds is being able to control your power. And here, he quickly is all of a sudden hearing everybody's thoughts when he's here.
Yeah, but it's like any other power. Like, Superman has to always... When he first gets his superhero, learn how to control it, so forth and so forth, you know?
Also, it's really easy. It's really easy to get people to think what you want them to think just by, a suggestion.
It's true.
Like, if I tell you not to think of your bank account's password right away, that pops in your head, your bank account's password.
Well, I don't know what my password is. I have to look it up, so.
Don't think about purple monkeys. Everybody's thinking about purple monkeys right now.
No, so. I'm thinking about Pikachu.
Why did purple monkeys make you think of Pikachu?
Because I have a Pikachu keychain in front of me.
I'm thinking of purple monkeys.
Anyhow. So yeah, he can read minds now. And you know what? The reading mind thing's always bothered me because of the depictions of it. Like, here he's pretty in control of it. But, in reality, if you could read minds, and especially the way that he can they portray, it's like a radio transceiver, right?
Oh, it would drive him nuts, wouldn't it?
Picking up the signal. Yeah, you'd be picking up everybody's signal, is my point. Yeah.
Well, that's what room. I was getting at when I asked you if that's what I was saying. Is he able to read minds or hear people's thoughts? Because that's a big difference to me. And when he's sitting there with all those other guys, all of a sudden he hears everybody's thoughts. That's not really reading minds.
The way they explain it, he's like receiving the it's like a transmitter.
Right, but it kind of changes because when we get into it, he does read minds.
But look, he literally says, "I can really read minds." I mean, read minds. But then the next line is, "It's like receiving, like a receiving set, like a
radio transmitter." Yeah. Receiver.
It does seem like he can pinpoint it though, because when he's in a room with a bunch of people, he can just hit one person.
Oh yeah, it's just convenience for convenience sake. It's not a story if he's going insane. He needs to be the villain in this one, so he could just his powers do whatever the writer needs it to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he decides to go test out his powers at a poker game and at a radio ace quiz program, which I guess is a thing back in 1940.
I was going to say, I'm thinking that was just like a thing. Back then, they must have had these contests or something, because I thought that was kind of weird when they put that in.
And then after that, he decides he's done with the small stuff and he's going to be a criminal because...
because why not?
I mean, where else would he go?
I mean, essentially, I guess.
He's got to be right. Where else is he going to go from there? That's where you always wind up. You know, if you get a power, either be a superhero or a criminal. You don't have any other choice.
I mean, with that superpower, he could be a politician easily.
True.
He'd rather not.
Anyway. Meanwhile, days later, apparently a bunch of mysterious crimes are happening. And, of course, Batman and Robin are late to it again. So
yeah, well, they don't come till, you know, people get robbed.
So people are dead.
Right.
Batman and Robin, so they decide to go patrolling, and then they just happen upon the building that the bad guy's in, and he's opening a safe that he read the combination from the owner from, and he goes to open it, but Batman and Robin comes in, but they can't get the better of him because he can read their minds, and then he gets away. Well,
he knows everything they're going to do before they do it.
Except the fact that Batman kisses an orange shadow.
Which, again, makes no sense. It's a giant hulking shadow up on the wall that does not match what Batman's doing at all.
Right, and so they're chasing him down as he's getting away, and he says, "Stop chasing me, I know who you are, you're Bruce Wayne, and you're Dick Grayson, I know who you are. If you chase me, I'm going to tell everybody." And then right there, I knew he was dead.
Right, or I expected him to get, like, bopped on the head or something and forget.
No, this is still early 40s. Bad guys still die.
Still die. Now. Yeah.
So yeah. I knew for a fact. I actually thought it was going to be Batman, but they threw a swerve at the end here.
Oh, just because they didn't want Batman to kill somebody. But I thought because it was brain surgery that caused it, that the bop on the head would fix it, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like that guy with the rocks, where he forgot
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I my first instinct was, okay, well, this guy's dead. And that was right.
Spoiler.
Well. It's not much of a spoiler, honestly.
I told you, I'm surprised we just made it this long in this comic, because it's not really.
Anyway, Bruce and Dick are worried about this guy, and they're trying to figure out who he is, because he doesn't look like the guy at the stage, I guess. Batman doesn't recognize people from behind and stuff all the time in an instant, so...
Well, he had a hat and a robber's eye mask.
He thought he recognized a friend in France one time just by the back of his head.
He's the world's greatest detective when he wants to be. That's it.
Right. But he has an epiphany, and he knows that... he recognized the voice and figures out that the mind reader was behind everything. And hey, he's doing his show again. And he's tricking, I guess, rich people to not think about their valuable secrets so he can steal them and go steal them. And then the mind reader takes a note from Batman and mails Bruce Wayne a bat in a box.
Yes.
With a note. So I guess everyone's just doing that now. And the note says, "Here's a bat. A bat to the Batman. I saw you at the theater last night. No doubt you know my identity by now, but I remember I know who you are. I am going to Mears Isle. Don't try to follow me. If I'm caught, the whole world will know you are the Batman. Signed, Carlo. Or you cannot tell him where you are and then not have to worry about it.
True.
It's
Carlo maybe should write it down somewhere. Don't you think? Maybe put it in the safe.
I thought, or like he could put stuff in something like, hey, if you kill me, then this is going to get mailed out and
right.
Everyone's going to know. It's also, just so you know, it's Miser's Island.
Oh.
It's the reason I say that to correct it is because the reason he's going there is because this is a miser, meaning he's like a cheap guy who hoards all his money and stuff.
Yeah, Bruce does say that in the next thing. Miser's Isle. Yeah. That's where the eccentric old Pete Jorgen lives, supposed to have buried treasure.
Jorgen.
Conveniently. He just has buried treasure. Because, you know, why hasn't the Joker tried to rob this guy yet?
Joker can't read his mind and find out where the treasure
is. Well, he's only had it for a couple weeks. You know, everybody's late. Joker may be in jail or something at this point. Who knows?
Okay. So, they decide that they're going to go anyway. That even if he tells their identity and they're worried about this, they're saying this is going to be their last case regardless, but they're going to stop him.
But they're very upset. And Batman's putting something that's, like, on fire into his utility belt, too, by the way.
Alright, I was gonna wait until it came up later, but that is that's his diamond badge. I didn't know it was made of diamonds. I don't know why, but that's his police badge.
Yeah, really? Did they talk about this before?
No. That's what I'm gonna get to.
Okay.
Because, canonically, this issue technically takes place after issue number 95, in which Commissioner Gordon actually gives him the badge.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah, so this takes place after issue 95. We don't know what that badge is right now, but apparently they're like, oh, we need to close up that plot hole about that badge 15 issues ago.
I couldn't even tell it was a badge. It was just something that was like glowing.
Well, he says it comes.
We only back. Know it because of later.
Yeah, it comes back later, and he says it says his badge. But I don't know why Commissioner Gordon gave him a badge made out of diamonds.
Because he's Batman.
I mean, that seems very expensive.
Yeah, it seems like a waste of money.
Come in handy.
But I guess we have to wait until we read that issue to know what's going on with it.
Yeah, maybe there's a reason for it.
Yeah. So they get into a bat plane and they go to Miser's Island, where they bust through the door and the old guy, not the old guy, the mind reader trips them. and then pulls a gun on them and then tries to shoot them. But then Robin throws a shield to block the shot, and then the guy says, just throws the gun at Robin's head.
Robin knockout.
Yep, that is a Robin knockout. That's the 27th time Robin got knocked out.
Catching up.
Well, Batman's at 41 right now, so.
Yeah, it's got a while.
Yeah, Robin can take a few more.
And so the mind reader and Batman decide to go sword fight, and of course, since the mind reader can read Batman's mind, he beats him at it, but Batman grabs a whip and whips the sword out of his hand. But apparently, he read the old miser's mind and knows all the traps in this place and opens a trapdoor and makes Batman fall down it. So, this guy in this house has death traps for some reason. It's never explained why.
Nope.
No, and the old man, like, says something weird at the end, so it's weird. It's strange.
But not only that, his buried treasure that is supposed to be the reason why people would come to this house isn't even in his house, so why does he need all these death traps?
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
Anyway.
Well, this is where I get confused when you get to this next one.
Carlo is on a ship, I guess, that the old miser owns.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we rent his house. Let's go out to this giant boat that's here on his island.
And he puts Robin in a bathysphere and lowers it down, but first he makes sure to turn off the oxygen valve, so he starts to slowly suffocate to death. Okay.
They always want to kill him slow, don't they? Nobody stabs or shoots anybody. They're always like, we're going to do this so the scorpions will come and kill you 5 hours from now.
Yeah, I'm not going to know if you're dead, but I'm going to assume that you're probably going to die in here.
Well, he says he's done it. He's no other criminal has been able to dispose of Batman and Robin, and they will soon die.
False.
As far as I know, because I'm not in the room with him.
Well, while Robin's choking to death, Batman stuck down in a basement where the walls start closing in on him. He stops so, it.
I get confused by this, too. Does this make any sense to anyone else?
Hold on, let me explain it real quick. So, the walls are closing in. Batman sees a lamp, an oil lamp. He hits it with the whip, and it spills oil down. He's going to stop it because the wheels can't roll on oil because there's no friction.
Right, so the wheels rolling, if there's oil down there, are just going to slip and not roll the wall in to crush him.
Right.
But they have enough friction to open back up completely.
Look, this. I looked it up. I looked up the friction thing because it made no sense to me either.
No, none at all.
So apparently it's true, but it doesn't stop it completely. It just significantly slows it down, the friction.
Well, you may be able to push it back, too, because it's sliding now on oil instead of rolling on the ground.
Right, that's fair, too, but that's not what happens.
No, it's not. Well, I'm just trying to make up my own story. Mine's better.
Yes.
But even with the oil, if Batman didn't try to, and anyway, the wall behind it is still going to crush him, you know. Right. But, like, even if the oil did work the way he wanted to, it would still slowly go. He just bought himself some more time.
No, that's why I didn't understand. All of a sudden, it opens back up to its
full. Yeah, I know. Way. It just stops for some reason, and I guess it because the oil. What does it say?
The oils can't roll. The wheels can't roll on oil. No friction.
No. It's the winding, grinding machinery continues, halts, and then reverses, and the walls roll smoothly back into place.
Ah.
And then it says, shrewd strategy for the wheels churn futilely over the slippery rails.
So, wasn't that lamp lit?
Yeah.
It was.
Probably should have started a fire, but.
Did he blow it out before he tipped it?
No, but he didn't knock it down. He just whipped it and it swung back and forth and spilled the oil.
Ah.
I think it would have lit on fire.
I mean, probably, but. That's not what happened.
It don't matter because now he stops it with something else too.
Like, you're right.
I don't even understand what happens after this. I don't get the whole rails in the ceiling thing.
It stops and then retracts because I guess it can't close all the way. I don't know. And then he notices that there is a photoelectric cell beam. I don't even know what that is on each side of the room.
That's and when the what I missed, I think, because I just read over because I don't know what the heck it was.
And when the beam is broken, it reveals a glass wall?
Or some kind of fake door, and then he goes up the steps to the glass wall?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. They don't really tell you. They show a set of steps, and then he's in a glass room.
And why?
It's very convoluted here.
Why do you go up the steps, and it leads you to not a glass wall that you can't get into?
I don't know what's going on.
I don't think they know what's going on.
Anyway, Batman reaches the top and he sees Carlo talking to the old guy. And then he suddenly says, Robin's in danger. He's got to rescue him. And then the narrator's like, what's this? Can Batman read minds too? No, he can't. And your reveal at the end is stupid.
Yeah.
It's very stupid.
Who keeps hitting their mic over and over and over again?
I don't know.
It sounds like the springs on a mic.
I know what it is. It's this, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll move my beer.
I'm definitely not. I mean, the cats are kind of fighting, but they're over there. So I'm like, it's not me.
I've been ignoring it for most of the episode. But it finally got to me.
I was putting my beer behind the microphone thinking it would be okay. Apparently it's not.
Anyway, the mind reader sees that Batman escape and decides he's going to blow up everybody. So he lights a fuse, I guess?
I don't know.
And then
go ahead.
And then Batman tries to break through the glass, but he can't because it's bulletproof. And this is where we learn that from a secret hidden pocket, he flashes a diamond-studded bat-shaped emblem, the Batman's badge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why I still don't know where that came from. And I was like, did I miss something? Did he get this?
Yeah, he did.
It's one panel, and it's gone.
He did 25 issues from now.
25 issues later, he gets this.
Yep. Well, anyway, the diamonds on this badge are enough to cut a square hole in the glass. So he gets
That's a good
out.
Cut, too. That's a perfect square cut that he did. Yeah.
He did. Yep. And he puts out the flame, I guess?
I don't know. It looks like he unplugs something from the wall.
Yeah, well, he saved
the guy. I have no idea. I don't know.
He saved the old guy's life, apparently. And now he's got to save Robin, who is running out of air. Meanwhile, the mind reader has read the old guy's mind and knows that his treasure is hidden in the sunken hold of a ship. And he needs to use a diving suit and an acetylene... how do you say that word?
Acetylene torch
to get
oxyacetylene.
But Batman shows up, and they get in a little spat. Batman knocks the torch out of his hands, and I guess knocks him out? I don't know.
He hits him, and then the guy disappears.
Yeah, because Batman dives into the water, opens up the bathysphere, and then goes to kiss Robin.
Yeah, they're getting ready to make out.
Yep.
I thought he was going to give him mouth-to-mouth.
That's not what they show. It's very romantic.
He made a really nice square with his diamond badge. With the acetylene torch, he made a big mess, is what he made.
Just
it looks like something blew up on that diving ball.
It does. It looked like Robin like exploded out of it.
Yeah.
He really wanted that kiss. Meanwhile, I guess the mind reader... Oh, I see Batman and Robin. I was about to say, can see underwater. But no, Batman and Robin submerge. And he says, well done. But then he is shot in the back by the old guy, and he dies.
See, that's what I don't understand. Trying to take my fortune, sneaking thief. Well, that squares me with Batman now. I guess he means because Batman saved him, so yes. He's squaring up with Batman? Okay.
Yeah, Batman saved his life. And he saved Batman's life.
He's literally in this issue, because they didn't want to keep this character around because he knew Batman's secret identity, but they didn't want Batman or Robin killing him.
Right. So that old man squared up with Batman and killed the bald-headed.
That is the only reason for his existence here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Batman and Robin are revived at a lighthouse. And the mind reader washes up on shore and is still alive, and he writes, Batman is really Bruce Wayne in the sand. And I guess they have a bat signal in the lighthouse, because all of a sudden there's a bat signal at the lighthouse.
It does look like it's coming out of the lighthouse. I guess they just have them everywhere.
Yeah, I guess. So they show up on shore, and there's a fire or something, but they found a body washed up on shore, and it says, and it's the mind reader who wrote, Batman is really, but oh no, the tide came in and washed it away that it was Bruce Wayne.
Now see, I, 10 years from now, would say that that cop got there first and saw it and wiped it away clean, but he really knows that Batman's Bruce Wayne.
Maybe. It's possible. I mean, Batman says, phew, he tried to tell the world who I am. But the wave washed out my name, and the cop says, just as well, we need you, Batman and Robin, as you are.
See? You know, that guy got there first.
You know what? It wouldn't have even mattered, because the cops don't want to know who he is, and those two showed up first, and Batman and Robin are there. They're the only four who would have seen it.
Right. So Batman would have just murdered those two cops.
That's what I was about to say. Batman would have just killed them. You know too much.
Oh, man, now I gotta kill two cops.
On the way back to the manor, Robin says there's one thing he was saying. How did he know he was his? And then Batman says, I can't read minds. But the mind reader forgot that I can read lips.
Oh, wow. That's so good. That was a good ending there.
Yeah. And that's it. That's how it ends. It's really bad. We don't even get a preview or anything. They didn't even try. No.
Actually, the synopsis on the internet for this one, too, nobody cared about this one either. Apparently, nobody liked this one because it just says individuals. Batman, Robin, Carlo. Only appearance dies. That's it. That is all it says.
So, about 3 or 4 stories later, we get Superman's secret code after all. It's here. It's just in the background.
Oh, look at that. Well, I was worried, too. I thought we weren't going to get it. Yeah, how was I going to know to buy war bonds if you didn't do this? The Superman code?
Oh, man. But yeah, there is.
Well, what is it?
Hold on, I'm scrolling down because I gotta tell you what the book review is first.
I just told you what it is. It's by War Bonds.
No, the book review this time is Rolf and Elkhound of Norway.
The Muppet?
Yeah, ooh. Rolf and Elkhound of Norway.
Rolf, he came from Norway? I don't know if he's from Norway. He plays a good piano, that guy.
Did the Swedish chef bring him?
From Norway. Yeah, he might have. Pork.
Pork and bargain.
Gotta get the chicken.
Anyway, sorry, above, TJ, go ahead. Above Superman's secret message, there is a picture of a dog in front of like mountains in a snowy forest for some reason. It's Rolf. I have no idea why.
Does he have a piano?
No, it's like a white dog.
Oh.
Oh, no. Who wants to guess what Superman's secret code is? I'll give you a hint. It's code Krypton number 9.
Buy war bonds and stamps.
Well, you got a guess?
No.
Maybe they changed it. And it's,
has to be.
Maybe
buy stamps and war bonds.
Buy stamps and war bonds.
Now is the time for every boy, just boy though, not girls. Now is the time for every boy to come to the aid of his country by buying stamps and war bonds. You were
right. Yeah, stamps and war bonds. That was pretty good. Yeah, we don't want no girls buying no war bonds. We're the He-Man woman hating club.
Oh man,
that's it.
Well, that's it for this one. Nope.
I got a special joke this time, right? This joke is for all the mind readers out there.
TJ here from Comics and Us, just here to plug the social media. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is at EveryTNUs because someone took everything and us, but the name of the Twitter page is Everything and Us Podcast, and then the handle is at EveryTNUs. You can also check us out on Instagram, which is also Everything and Us. These all encapsulate all the podcasts that I do, but you're going to find all your updates for Comics and Us, Anime and Us, so forth and so forth. You can also contact us right now at everythinginuspodcasts@gmail.com. Still working on the website. And until then, that's where you can get a hold of us. That's all. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.